Elmina's castle stands near the shore of the Atlantic Ocean. It was built as warehouses by Portuguese colonists trading gold and ivory for European drinks, tobacco, guns, and ammunition. Later, when the slave trade started, it stored human beings bound for sale. Charles Edu, a guide at the castle, showed me around.
There were iron gates and bars, so it was difficult for them to escape. This room could hold about 150 women. Many, many died of poor ventilation, feeding, and sanitation. But of course, some
this reminder of Ghana's unhappy past is also being seen as a sign of hope for the future. Foreign visitors provide the third largest source of foreign exchange, and the government has set its sights on tripling tourism. But Elmina's castle has seen a clash between the authorities who want to see more tourists visiting and young people without work who see the foreign visitors as a chance to make money.
We have told the tour guides who come here with visitors, they should tell their visitors to ignore these boys, because some of them can snatch the cameras and bags from the visitors. And these boys are very, very hard-hearted ones. Some of them are drug addicts. They smoke weed, cocaine. And some of them even bring some of these snitches to sell to the visitors. At one time, one of them slapped me for protecting a visitor from being harassed by them. He slapped me from behind. And I've not been the only person.
I asked some of the tourists at the castle whether it was a problem.
They come up to you and ask for your name and for your address.
Because they were from America, that we have money to give away.
We were told just to ignore them, so just keep walking, don't give any information. And I think for us, we felt rude, but that is just what you're supposed to do.
Isaac and Nana are two of the over 50 unemployed youth hanging around the Elmina Castle.
The tourists are complaining that when they come here, you young men harass them. Sometimes some of you snatch their cameras and their bags. How do you feel about this accusation?
You know, it's true, but we the boys here, we don't do this. You know, I just finished my junior high level in 1999, but I used to buy seashell from the fishermen and I sell it to the foreigners so that I can get something to buy, some clothes and something to eat. Sometimes when the white people come, they used to sponsor some of the boys here to school. So maybe I wish, if God help, I can get somebody to help me in school too, yeah.
I'm here to make friends and also to achieve something in future, to continue my education. You not have any job because every minute here, there is no job here, only the fishing. And we too, we don't like the fishing, we want to go back to school.
Youths like these don't feel like they're benefiting from the revenue that is generated from tourism. I asked Jean Yao Lucas how he thinks young people will benefit from government's plans in the future.
As the industry grows, investors come in, local and foreign, they pump money into the economy, and this generates employment automatically to those unemployed and people that need to be trained in industry. More educational institutions will spring up with focus on tourism as well. In fact, in Ghana, as we speak, we don't have that sort of population that are specialized in tourism. So it's a very big opportunity for the youth at the moment to really specialize, train, and develop, you know, some skills in the tourism industry. Tourism is a professional industry, and we need to have professionals working in the industry if we really want to achieve the various levels of quality.
As the tourism industry grows in Ghana, it will be interesting to see what happens to these young people at Elmina Castle. Will they be given these new opportunities as the tourist board maintains, or quite simply moved away from the area and forgotten about?